It's not getting nearly as much press coverage as the build-up to the London Olympics, but there is going to be an Earth Summit in Rio this summer. It's 20 years since the Earth Summit last took place there, when the nations of the world came together to work for a better future. This year, the hope is that Rio+20 can give a renewed impetus to this endeavour. It's also 10 years since the World Summit on Sustainable Development in Johannesburg, and these two gatherings are looked back on and celebrated this year as landmarks along the journey that our international community has made so far. Both of them mark major moves forward in interconnected thinking and acting that lie at the heart of our calling as citizens of the world and creatures of the planet. In Rio, in 1992, the international community began to see, and to commit itself to, a model of development in which economic and environmental concerns did not need to be traded off against one another, but could exist in mutually beneficial interaction. This synergy between economy and environment became a key principle of sustainable development, which has been the overarching aim of the international community since then. The Johannesburg World Summit on Sustainable Development in 2002 completed the picture, linking economic and social progress, adding an explicitly human development to the project of sustainable development. From this, the idea of the green economy has emerged. Although we might well think that the green economy is part of the whole, what it actually means is an economy in which these three factors are seen as interconnected. The bottom line of a green economy isn't simply financial. It seeks to sustain and develop economic, environmental, and social well-being. It's about trying to get beyond the trade-off mindset to see each of these three elements of our lives together as implying the other two. These last 10 years have not been easy ones, and though there have been a number of strategies put in place locally, nationally, and internationally, the changes they have made to our mindset and to our lifestyles have not yet measured up to the challenges that confront us. We are still straining to meet the Millennium Development Goals by 2015, and though there are signs of hope if we have eyes to see them, there are also plenty of things that seem to militate against that hope. How can we be people who make these connections in our own lives and help others to make them too? How can we be signs of hope in a world that so badly needs it?
Thanks for downloading this Progressio podcast. For more about Progressio, check out progressio.org.uk. We're Progressio, people-powered development.